was hired for a job that required a college degree. The time to register for my last semester came and passed. I did nothing except wallow in guilt and make excuses to my boss. People offered advice. I listened. Still, I did nothing. During this period of my life, I read a time management book which said that we procrastinate for one of two reasons: because we are overwhelmed, or because the project is unpleasant. But I didn't consider one semester to be overwhelming, and I did not find college unpleasant. From my own experience, I realized that there are many other reasons we procrastinate, starting with fear. I was terrified of going back to school, and when I started to explore my fears, I realized I was scared of many things: failure, rejection, looking foolish, competing with 19-year-old students, facing my kids if I received an F in a class, having to find time to do my homework, maybe neglecting my children to find time for my classes and homework, and becoming a rotten mother. These fears were a huge, unknown force that had the power to immobilize me until I started to identify them. Then I could sort through them, talk about them, face them, wrestle with them, come up with some answers, and ultimately move on with my life. I began to practice all the principles you'll hear about in this program, including a whole section on overcoming the fears that cause us to procrastinate. Did it work? You bet. About a year later, I proudly joined my classmates walking across the stage to receive my Bachelor of Arts degree. 5 years after that, in addition to raising a family and working, I earned a master's degree. Once you begin conquering procrastination, the sky's the limit. Now I'm a recovering procrastinator and have been for decades. When I first started using the principles in this program, my only expectation was that they would help me stop putting off tasks, errands, chores, and maybe a few goals. But as I began to convert from my old procrastinating ways, over the years, I started to make more and more substantial changes in my life. Eventually, my whole life turned around. Yours can too. Whether you procrastinate all the time, most of the time, or only occasionally, this is the right program for you and the right time for you to be listening to it. You are on the verge of climbing out of the procrastination pit. So let's get started right now. We'll begin getting a grip on procrastination by tackling the dread, which brings up Emmett's Law. The dread of doing a task uses up more time and energy than doing the task itself. How much energy and emotion have you spent agonizing or feeling guilty about putting something off, only to discover that once you finally get started, the job takes just a short time? In one of my Conquer Procrastination seminars, a participant named David, who was a sales manager supervising 58 sales representatives, told the following story. He had purchased hundreds of dollars worth of framed wall prints with motivational quotations to decorate the sales offices in the new corporate headquarters. 5 months after the move, the walls of David's division were still bare. The framed prints were still in the storage closets, and David kept putting off hanging them up because he didn't have a whole day to devote to decorating the office. He didn't want to entrust the job to anyone else because he was positive they wouldn't hang the prints in the proper spots. Finally, growing tired of all the comments and complaints about the naked walls, David decided he'd take some time after lunch each day to hang the prints. When he finished, his whole office area looked marvelous and everyone loved the beauty and spirit of the prints. David was shocked to realize the whole job, which he had put off for almost half a year, had been incredibly easy and had taken only 47 minutes to complete. Dreaders often have absolutely no idea how long it takes to do whatever job they've been dreading. Are you living in chaos because you're putting off a 13-minute job? You may be living an extremely busy life, but do you realize it takes less than 2 minutes to hang up your clothes or toss them in the clothes hamper? Are you constantly shuffling through piles of paper on your desk? You probably spend more